Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, lurching at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, et cetera, you're receiving us, we appreciate the flipping fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging e-turds at the right. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I'm going to be hurling an extra large log of shit at the GOP today.
Excellent. A particularly large e-turd flying towards the
gaseous balls.
Shut up.
Gaseous balls.
God, when's that guy going to expire?
You know, I don't know.
God, he's so healthy.
Yeah.
He's rich.
Well, he's got, you know, direct line to the Lord, too, apparently.
Oh, do you think he's favored by Yahweh?
I think apparently the Lord drizzles down some Fountain of Youth kind of shit on him.
Oh, yummy. Jeez, there's lots of people into that crap.
When he's up in his cabin in the mountains doing confab with the Lord, right? Isn't that how Pat Robertson speaks to the Lord?
Yeah, but first he's got to lay down a little plastic, Pat.
Well, yeah, and put on the latex.
It's going down the tubers.
Oh, I agree.
Lots going on in the world. We may as well launch ourselves right into the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, March 29th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Twice that I had to look at, first I had to see what day it was earlier, and then I had to look down, see what the date is.
We've never remembered the day. We never have an episode where we remember the day or the date in the beginning.
It's, yeah.
Which is fine.
It's, it all bleeds together.
That's for posers.
We're here every goddamn fucking weekday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, it doesn't cost you anything. If you buy shit through Amazon, go through our Amazon hole. At crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark that motherfucker. And where anytime you go, use that link. And whatever you get, we get a little taste, a little nibble. Thanks to those that do, it helps us out. And that's all I got to say about that.
Hell yeah.
Over at the commie Pinko Liberal.
Fate.
Huffington, the Post.
Fuck you.
He says, slowing down every word as his stupid computer takes a month to load the page. Shit.
You know, it's so funny. For before the show, every day I download pictures of Trump or Obama for promos. I don't know why. That's just my routine. Obama has the best pictures. He has the best pics with celebrity friends. But damn it, you look at Trump.
What about Donald in his ivory tower with his gold-plated shitter and everything?
Later, I'm calling Scotty Bayo. He's going to come over. We're going to play poker. And maybe we'll give each other blowjobs.
But that doesn't even happen. It's just, it seems like it's just him in that tower.
Oh, yeah.
in bed tweeting.
He ain't got no friends.
Melania's in a different room in a different wing on a different floor.
She hates him.
Barron might as well be in a different building.
Who? Who's
right?
That? I have a child. I put him on an upper floor of a building I own.
Now, I guess Melania didn't do the whole nanny thing, allegedly, for Barron. So, I mean, I guess kudos to her for that minor victory in being a normal human being.
You cannot prove a negative, but I need you to prove that Melania did not use nannies. That is shocking.
Oh, they've all said that she didn't use a nanny with... I mean, not that... I'm sure there was a babysitter or something like that, but it's not like some of these women who their child's an accessory.
Or men. I mean, I imagine they must have... That means they don't have a nanny that lives there on the same floor.
Well, right.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's just shocking to me. You would think she would have a nanny, a whole staff.
The headline over at the Finally Loading HuffPo says, we need to talk about Devin.
Devin Nunez.
Devin Nunez, which I really think it used to be Nunez, and they Anglicanized it and took the N-Y off, because, shit's hard to find on a typewriter.
Nunez is a slave name.
Wouldn't you think? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would think.
One of the many questions it says surrounding House Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunez from California, a Republican. I know it's shocking to find out that he's a Republican, giving his fervent ball slathering with his tongue of the shit POTUS.
Oh, God.
In chief, Schittler in chief.
What a dick.
They're still trying to figure out this visit to the White House. It just, none of it makes sense. It's all just so fucking bizarre. Even if they're in the unlikely event, there's nothing untoward going on now, because really, why would you act like such a slithering drizzball if you are completely innocent? Why are you cloak and daggering it around? Why are you obfuscating? Why are you hiding? Why are you switching cars? Why are you not telling people? Why are you lying?
Because you're full of shit. These guys, there's no other. I almost think it would be better if they're innocent. Nunez.
Why all this?
Why not just come clean?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I he must have thought. I bet his little weird little jaunt to the White House, it's got to be a last-minute thing. You know, he didn't plan that shit out. Maybe.
Well, it sounds like what happened was that somebody at the White House was like, ooh, we've got this information. Let's give it to Devin to give to us and make it look like he discovered it.
Oh, my God. That's a great plan.
So he slithers over to the White House last second, willy-nilly, and gets this information. He won't say, he makes it sound like, well, you know, it happens all the time. We wander over there. Everybody on television who's had any experience in or near the White House is like, that's some bullshit. Yeah. No matter who you are.
You just can't walk in
there. You can't walk in there, and you're escorted at all times by someone.
It's not Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
It's not Mar-a-Lago where you can just come in and nobody knows what the fuck POTUS is doing on our fucking dime.
Even fucking Devin Nunes is not above that. And he makes it sound like, I flashed my badge. I walked over there. I had to use, one of the computer terminals there. And then I got the information. I left.
Right. You had to check his email or something. Oh, God. You know what's funny? It's just like you want to take Schittler and Nunes and all the GOP fucks aside and say, listen, the country that you're ruling is not the country that elected you. It's not all stupid motherfuckers from the South procreating with their goddamn cousins and uncles, okay? There are lots of normal people out here in America. We're not all fucking stupid. Think about that.
Most.
Oh, yeah. God. I forgot most.
What was it?
Correct the record, Kate.
Carlin said, take the average person of average intelligence and remember that half are dumber than him.
Oh, God. Yeah, man.
Half are dumber than, which is kind of not true of average, but if you meant the median, maybe, but the joke doesn't work if people understand. People don't understand median versus average.
No, they do not. People. They're stupid. Median is the one in the middle.
Median,
the number
I believe
most
is,
in the middle.
Is the one that has the equal number of terms above and below it in a number of things.
The middle.
So, yes. As opposed to the average.
I was right!
Which is you take all of them together, add them together, and divide by the total number.
Right.
And then there's the mean.
Yes. I have no fucking clue.
I think the mean is if my embattled synapses over the years are firing correctly. I believe the mean is you add the top one and the bottom one together and you divide that by two.
Who? Why the fuck do you care about that?
I don't know. It has something to do with statistics.
The difference.
Like
in...
I could be wrong. And, right. And trust me, we'll find out in about 8 microseconds because there'll be a Facebook message or a tweet or an email or something.
What'd you do?
It's not median, you fuck, you dumb fuck.
What'd you do? Study math in Georgia?
Yeah, right. No, Wisconsin. Well, Illinois and then Wisconsin.
Oh, that's nothing.
Catholic
that's
school.
So much better.
Catholic school for 12.
Congratulations.
Since when does your no mean yes?
Mm-hmm. When I'm talking to an altar boy.
So the story over at the HuffPo continues just about all the how crazy this story with Nunes is. Everyone is saying that this just doesn't happen, and they've never heard of anything like this before. This and Nunes is trying to make it sound like, oh, it's just an average day.
Are you kidding? It's an average day where Schindler's campaigned, colluded, canoodled with the Russians. Nunes helped cover it up. It's like cloak and dagger shit.
The HuffPo summarizes it nicely for everyone. Last week, Nunes caused a stir when, with no prior notice to his fellow committee members, he announced he'd received information showing the Trump transition officials had been caught inadvertently in surveillance operations targeting suspected foreign spies and that their names appeared in internal intelligence reports. It's not that they were necessarily caught up, but a couple of nasties talking about them that were being surveilled may have dropped the name Trump or dropped the name Manafort or dropped the name Lewandowski or whatever, or Jeff Bosesh, however you say that in Russian. And no one seems to know where Nunes got this information.
Yes.
He then scurried to the White House, allegedly, to brief the president on these findings, only saying he had an anonymous source in the intelligence community, says he's refused to name his source, won't even tell Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the committee. They're saying never before has one of these head of the committees turned himself, like yesterday, Lindsey Graham said, into Inspector Clouseau. Inspector to some fucking detective, some PI all of a sudden. Nunes is on it.
Is Nunes in the Freedom Caucus? Is he one of those idiots? Is he a T-Billy?
Don't know.
Because his T-Billies aren't that smart. I mean, I can see the T-Billy just fucking this up. Not following protocol out of pure fucking ignorance. But I don't know. I mean...
Oh, yeah. You can't make us do that.
Well, I don't know how to do that would be more the speed, I think. Well, you gonna have some idiot in the Freedom Caucus write up a dossier and hand it to you?
Oh, yeah. Well, they have
staff. Could you imagine? Oh, yeah. So, did anybody go to college in this room... Who knows how to start Microsoft Word?
That's the thing. When you get a budget, when you get elected to these positions, and you get to hire all kinds of people.
Oh shit! But then you got to deal with your budget, and you're dumb.
Hire somebody to do your budget.
Oh shit! Now you don't have to do anything.
There you go. Welcome to Trump land.
Oh, I love it. God, douchebags.
Over the weekend, the reports came out that Nunes at one point ditched everybody on his staff the night before this big announcement.
Yes.
Monday news broke that he had gone to the White House grounds to use a sensitive compartmented information facility, a SCIF.
Right.
Which is a room where nobody can listen in any form.
Oh, wow. This is like in Mission Impossible when Tom Cruise shimmies his way through an air vent and then is let down on a wire and sneaks into one of these controlled rooms and accesses, secret files. And then he shoves a data stick up his asshole.
Yeah, right. Or in Get Smart when they put that plastic bubble over their heads.
What is Get Smart? What is that?
It's a movie that was out a couple of years ago with...
From the fucking 60s.
No, the movie with...
The guy with the shoe phone.
The movie with the guy from The Office. They did a remake of of that recently.
Was Get Smart. Good?
I'm thinking no.
Yeah, go buy the old or the newest Get Smart at Amazon. crabdiving.com/Amazon.
So... You know, people are speculating that the White House itself has been the source, his secret source.
His secret source is Bannon.
So Trump probably said, find something that proves my tweet right.
God.
And then they said, well, maybe one of these guys was mentioned in some of this. That's enough. That's proof. We even read that that email, that money-raising email that he sent to your brother said, vindicated.
All right.
In the headline, I'm vindicated.
Don't worry, Schittler. My brother got your fundraising email. He's going to be sending you a whole shit ton of cash. No worries. I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
What?
I just saw another. Yesterday, we talked about what's going on in Georgia.
Fuck you.
How warm and huggy kind of legislators there are trying to make April into Confederate History Month.
White guy month, baby.
And now there's a story coming out that a guy named Corey Stewart, who was Trump's campaign chairman in the sovereign state of Virginia.
Ate my dick.
Is running for governor.
Oh, congratulations.
And is proudly waving the Confederate flag.
Wow. I thought you were going to say his penis.
At a campaign event, he unfurled the Confederate battle flag.
Oh, come on.
Said, folks, this is a symbol of heritage. It's not a symbol of racism. It's not a symbol of slavery. I'm proud to be here with this flag.
Your whole state was built upon black people that your ancestors fucking owned, dickhead. Heritage?
His name's Corey Stewart.
Oh, Corey, yes. That's your heritage, as long as your heritage is fucking slavery, buddy.
Keep your eyes on him. He's running for governor of Virginia.
But Virginia,
proudly waving the stars and bars.
Virginia's not Alabama. I mean, you know.
Well, nothing's Alabama, but
Virginia has that area near D.C. It's not full of yokels. It's not full of like hillbillies
in
the mountains.
Right, right. Well, it is not full of it.
No, not. I mean, but really, not like other southern states.
There are parts of it. Isn't it one of those? It's one of those states where it's dipping its toe in redneck land.
It's not in certain
areas.
No, not its toe. It lost both of its feet to diabetes.
He's billing himself as an anti-establishment GOP candidate. Gosh, where have you heard that before?
Everybody's anti-establishment. Everybody's anti-establishment. That's like that part in every buddy cop movie when you hear the police sergeant say, I don't play by the rules. All right. No. I play by my own rules.
Near the end of a recent campaign event at a seafood restaurant in Roanoke, Virginia.
Fuck you.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Corey Stewart called for somebody to bring out a prop that he joked could get the group kicked out. It's going to get us kicked out.
And bring me.
They unfurled the stars and bars.
It wasn't a strap on.
He's vowed to defend Confederate monuments from liberals who want them gone.
He acts like the liberals are like setting shit on fire and throwing. We're just having them removed because they're offensive.
He's promised to bring back Confederate emblems on state issued license plates. He wants that Confederate flag back.
Great idea, Corey. That'll help raise the minimum wage and that'll get people jobs and things like that. No problem, dickhead.
I want one with the silhouette of a lynching on it.
Oh, I bet. Or how about just a lynching?
Hey, it's part of our history.
It is, and you should be embarrassed about it, stupid.
And he will absolutely not mention slavery in any symbolic proclamations again about Confederate history. So he'll never mention slavery.
I believe him. I believe him. What a dick. You never mentioned slavery. That's like...
anti-establishment.
If you think about it, that's got to be the I mean, that's the kind of the main thing of our history, right? Our history is built around
slavery.
Well,
they're like, that's all they want to talk about. It was our war for states' rights. Slavery was just a tiny part of it.
Yeah, that built all our infrastructure.
It was only
our food.
It was only the eighth word in our secession from the United States Proclamation.
It's word number fucking eight.
It's up there. I'm speculating, but it's up there in
see. That's great. That's a great thing you just said. Like, that's a great way. That's a good retort for when somebody says something to you like that. Oh, this flag, that's our heritage. Has nothing to do with slavery. Oh, yeah? Well, how about in that the letter where you pulled out of the country? Ha ha. And the word slavery was number eight.
Right.
In the fucking letter. Does that make sense?
Yes. Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, was a slaveholding state, held a state convention to deal with the secession crisis, voted against secession in April 4th of 1861. Opinion shifted after Abraham Lincoln called for troops from all states to join the Union. Then Virginia was like, well, we changed our mind. We ain't fighting people who want to own Negroes.
No, right.
We don't care either way. Then the Virginia Convention voted to declare secession from the Union. So that's Virginia itself.
Well, they're a big agriculture state back then. I mean, they grew shit tons of tobacco. I mean, I'm not surprised they wanted to keep their fucking slaves.
The Confederate Congress then proclaimed Richmond to be the new capital of the Confederacy. Confederate troops moved into Northern Virginia.
Why wouldn't they make the capital, like, farther away from the north so they could protect it more effectively? Who fucking knows?
I don't know. I don't know the layout of the land. Like, is there a river that's a natural barrier? Is there,
between Virginia
and the north? I don't
believe
I've ever been to Virginia.
Oh, I live there. It's a nice state. Like I said, the east towards the ocean, really nice. The mountains in the middle of nowhere, it's Deliveranceville, USA.
I'm trying to find that. I think it was maybe North Carolina was one of the ones that had, literally had it as slavery in the first sentence of the secession. Yeah.
Were they checking dicks back then in North Carolina? Show me that
Well,
penis.
Yes, but not. It wasn't a public policy.
I might have to get a look at that beaver before you go in that bathroom, boy.
Let's see what's going on over the Drudge Report. The monosyllabs over there.
Fuck you.
As it's loading, it's really taking long time to load today.
I gotta tell you something.
Crab
this shit
diving.
About coal and all this EPA crap from Schittler is just making me insane. I mean, it really is a crazy. We talked about it yesterday. By the way, for past episodes of this podcast, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, search Crab Diving. One fucking word. But this coal shit is insane, dude. I mean, today there are headlines about, you know, Schittler saying, hey, listen, coal's not going to go away, blah, 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 blah. What the fuck?
Who's saying that it's not going to go away?
Schittler.
Well, that's a lot. Yeah, we talked about how even that uber poobah of coal, that coal billionaire, even said, well, you know, that's just not going to happen because technology now.
And he's a coal guy.
He's the coal guy.
Right. He might know.
It says Bezos, now world's second richest over at the Drudge Report. Jeff Bezos, the evil libtard owner of Amazon. Founder added 10.2. You know, I mean,
aren't these guys any a little evil though?
Added $10.2 billion to his net worth this year.
He is not paying enough to this country. He ain't paying enough. Whatever he's paying, it's not fucking enough. 10 billion or 10 million
with a B.
God,
he
you think about the decisions.
Is now the world's second richest person ahead of I don't know who this is, Amancio Ortega and Warren Buffett to become the world's second richest person.
Ortega, that's that guy that owns all those lettuce entertain you restaurants. And
is it?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah,
think about the decisions you have to make at the grocery store when you're buying stuff. And this guy, Bezos, this douchebag, just Just fucking put $10 billion in his own fucking bank account.
He has a net worth of $75.6 billion on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index.
See, don't you think there should be a maximum amount of money you can fucking have? I mean, why does he need more money?
I think people like this should be taxed at 90%, like they were back in the 40s and 50s when America was great.
Hell yeah. That's right.
That's what the dummies always say. Let's go back to when America was great. But when the time period that they usually refer economically, tax the fuck out of assholes like Bezos and the Koch brothers.
I think
Berkshire Hathaway dude.
Maybe our idea of the American dream is fucked up, because I think when people think of that, they think like Bezos, Bill Gates, owning shit tons of
the world,
bullshit materialistic things.
And then not only do these assholes expect to suck all the equity out of the entire world,
start sucking.
They expect to run it. They expect to be in charge. Now everybody thinks that for some reason, somebody like Donald Trump, smart enough,
yes,
to run a country, because he failed upward crawling out of a rich pussy.
But again, dude, he didn't crawl. A doctor.
Well, they probably
pulled him out.
Yeah, and he probably had a C-section. Probably didn't have to work at it.
Well, oh yeah, they made it easier.
The
for
only
him?
Work he did was that when the sperm, right. the fastest oh, yes. sperm, made it. What luck we had!
Do you remember being a sperm?
Thank you. Thank you, universe, right. for allowing that sperm in that Fred Trump load.
What a load
to win.
Oh, yes.
Amancio Ortega Gaona is a Spanish business tycoon, founder and former chairman of the Inditex fashion group, best known for its chain of Zara clothing and accessories retail shops.
Okay, great. So
when I had money, I used to shop at Zara. That was one of my places, because it has skinny guy clothes.
Right. Well, it makes sense, because young starving children probably make them all.
Right. So. They're more.
Fits perfectly.
They modeled it perfectly. So there you go. That's the headline over at the Drudge Report. Evil Jeff Bezos is now the second biggest billionaire. So you know what that means over at Drudge. He's going to be trying to change the world and make y'all liberal and gay his money. It's okay when the Koch brothers do it. It's okay when Mercer does it.
Wait a second. Who the fuck is Jeff Bezos? Is he a big liberal?
He's one of these socially liberal
guys. I see. He's full of shit then. I get it. I understand you.
But then again, you know, his corporation has been accused of shenaniganry with exploiting.
You can't...
wage theft, exploiting people. They won that evil lawsuit where they can force employees to clock out and then wait in line for a half hour to get their holes.
Oh, yeah. Fuck him. I remember this story when you
to wait in line to get their holes examined to make sure that they're not stealing any bullshit from the Amazon warehouse.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
So they lost that. I mean, the employees lost that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you can say I'm a socially liberal but fiscally conservative, that means you're rich.
Well, and that's a lie, too.
Yeah, and you're fooling yourself or you're bullshitting.
That's one of those, I'm a libertarian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, Jeff. You want to be a libertarian? Why don't I come over and take all your shit? What do you think about that?
Libertarians are the easiest to dismantle. You just start asking them questions about how their perfect society works.
Within
five questions. With the five right questions, you can absolutely have them hanging up on you or running out of the room, because you can't answer it.
Yeah.
The people of the state of South Carolina in convention assembled on the 26th day of April, A.D. 1852, declare that frequent violations of the constitutions of the United States by the federal government and its encroachments upon the reserved rights of the states fully justify this state in then withdrawing from the federal union, semicolon, still first sentence.
Okay.
But in deference to the opinions and wishes of the other slaveholding states,
bam!
She forbore at that time to exercise this right. Since that time, those encroachments have continued to increase.
Well, shit, man. Slavery. You're telling me it's not about slavery.
Slavery right there. God. Us and the other slaveholding states.
Don't you think it's a little naive to sit there and think, well, the South had free labor. And then the North said, listen, you got to get rid of this free labor. And the South said, fuck you.
Right.
I mean,
Mississippi was, their declaration literally says, quote, they're leaving the Union because, quote, our position is thoroughly identified with the institution of slavery.
Bam!
The greatest material interest of the world. Its labor supplies the product which constitutes by far the largest and most important portions of commerce of the earth. Holy shit!
That is evil.
Mississippi didn't even sugar fucking coat it.
They said, listen, look at all this great shit we're making with these black people we own and we don't even have to fucking pay them.
Georgia was pissed, and one of the reasons they left was a provision in the Constitution that requires northern states to surrender fugitives from labor, and they weren't following that. The darkies are running north, and they're not sending them back like they're supposed to. Sanctuary cities, even God back damn. Then.
I mean, have we learned anything?
And the conservatives back then would be saying, arrest the mayor of New York for being a sanctuary city to Negroes.
God damn.
That's what they're saying now. Arrest the mayors.
Who said the thing about sanctuary cities that you just read? Who said that?
That was Georgia. It's in their
letter.
Their letter saying, fuck you, United States.
God, that's amazing.
Our Confederates with Punic faith.
Punic. I gotta look that fucker up.
I gotta look up the word Punic. I don't know what it means, but I like it already. P-U-N-I-C is... What? The language of Carthage.
Punic.
Punic language, also called Carthaginian Phoenician, is an extinct... What? Oh, well. Our Confederates with Punic faith shield and give sanctuary to all criminals who seek to deprive us of this property or who use it to destroy us. In other words, runaway slaves were criminals. Georgia was pissy that the North wasn't returning them.
God, that is insane. That's what's happening. Sanctuary cities.
But like everybody else, Texas did it the biggest. The Lone Star State mentioned slavery in its declaration a full 21 times.
Holy fuck.
We hold as undeniable truths that the governments of the various states and of the Confederacy itself were established exclusively by the white race for themselves and their posterity, that the African race had no agency in their establishment, that they were rightfully held and regarded as inferior and dependent race, and in that condition only could their existence in this country be rendered beneficial and tolerable.
Holy fucking hell. They're property.
More holy fucking hell is how many people would listen to that right now and go, woohoo! They had it right back then.
They'd sit there with their redneck dead eyes and be like, what's the problem?
Yeah, half of the White House.
What's the issue?
Right now.
Yeah, they don't get it. They don't understand our show.
Amazing.
Damn.
But it wasn't about slavery.
Oh, no, not at all, dude.
No, it's about states' rights.
Boo.
Okay, boo-boo. Whatever you say.
It's in the first sentence of everybody's letter pulling out.
It's pretty fucking obvious.
Amazing.
There's some other stuff going on in the news.
Yes.
Paul Manafort, you may recognize his name.
Oh, yeah. I love this guy.
According to the Trump campaign, he was who? Paul who? Oh, that guy. That guy, I think I saw him in the hallway one time. He really didn't do anything. He just, you know, kind of hung out for a few minutes and bailed.
I mean, Dane Shitler. I mean, we know who the guy is from news and just following the fucking election. You don't know him?
Crazy. Batshit crazy.
I mean, we did mention this many times during that 2016 presidential campaign. When was the last time that you knew about so much of a candidate's their fucking staff and their campaign manager?
Cabinet. I've never... I mean, I'm kind of interested in this shit, and I couldn't tell you half of the cabinet members of Obama's cabinet. If you tell me who was the interior secretary under Obama, I'd be like,
well, and this is from years ago, but who was Reagan's national security advisor? Poindexter. George Bush was his vice president. I mean, you can remember some of the people, at least the players, because they were all in that fucking scandal, and those trials were on TV all fucking day.
Oh, yeah. Scooter Libby. I remember him from the George Bush. That was, wasn't that Darth Cheney's chief of staff or something?
Yes.
He was the one that fell on the sword.
You know who Trump's big buddy was in politics back in the day? Nixon.
Was he?
They used to hang out. They hung out. He loved Nixon. I read some article that said he had an affinity for Nixon.
Well, that probably
pal around.
That explains the Roger Stone thing.
It does, right? Oh, yeah.
Paul Manafort, now, according to NBC News, this is like either daily, maybe every other day, it's just a new drip, 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 more about Russia, while the Republicans continually say, oh, look at that lovely cloud over there. It looks like a swan.
They have the nerve to say, hey, we're going to roll back all this shit. In the background, there's this fucking spy scandal or whatever the fuck it is.
So now they're saying that Manafort was investigated.
Yes.
It says a bank in Cyprus. And I think it's a bank that is kind of known for Russian money laundering.
Okay. White guys come over with big bags of cash.
It says the Cyprus bank investigated accounts associated with Paul Manafort for money laundering, but instead of cooperating with authorities, he just closed the accounts.
Oh, he hid it. He tried to hide it.
Sources told NBC that Manafort was associated with 15 bank accounts and 10 different companies in Cyprus.
God. Wow, what an entrepreneur.
What a great world, right? I mean, these assholes can just invent companies with the sole purpose of money laundering, dodging taxes, and hiding income.
God,
that's what the world's all about, and they want more.
And you know,
and then they say, our taxes are too high.
And by the way, if you get food stamps, fucking food stamps, we're not talking about putting $12 million secretly in a bank in Cyprus. Talking about buying milk and groceries and shit. They want you to piss in a fucking cup. The fucking nerve.
I saw there was one of Manafort's account that got like $1 million transferred into it, and within an hour got transferred out. And they were saying one of the pundits I heard was like, that isn't normal. And that,
oh yeah,
that, you know, especially in this Cyprus bank. That's pretty money laundering-ish behavior.
That doesn't happen to me generally. I never put $1 million in me. You know what? I don't want to put it.
Oh, I have money that comes out fast.
Oh, yeah.
But not not in those numbers.
Right. Shenanigans.
Manafort court documents indicate at least one of these accounts received funds from a Russian oligarch named Oleg Deripaska.
Next.
Who's a billionaire butt buddy of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
God. What do you think his circle of friends are like? Ooh. How many war crimes?
Creepy.
Speaking of that over here, how many war crimes?
Well, true. Most of these accounts were at the Cyprus Popular Bank, it's called.
Fuck you. The Popular Bank, that's the name of it? Stupid.
Instead of providing information on these transactions, Manafort just closed the accounts before a 2012 banking crisis, which then prompted a government takeover of that bank in Cyprus. So they had shenanigans going on over there.
Oh, shit.
And they got too distracted.
That's crazy.
To keep investigating him.
They didn't have apparently. Time. Dang. That must be what they count on if you launder money in Cyprus or something. Like it's too much shit going on, and it's a tiny little country.
According to NBC, Cyprus is known as a hub for moving money in and out of Russia. Manafort, in a statement issued back to NBC, said the accounts were set up for legitimate business purpose. They're all legitimate businesses, Ryan.
Sure. Well, I mean, if you're in Russia.
Well, yeah, they're legitimately. We set up this business legitimately to launder money and and hide our taxes and hide income. That's legitimate.
You know, probably Putin sat down with Trump, hanging out, having a meal, said, listen, you do all this bullshit. Nobody's ever going to notice. I do it all the time in my country. Do what I do. And he gave him the plan. But unfortunately, Schindler, this is America and people investigate shit.
So when they talk about getting rid of regulations and rules, this is the kind of shit they want to get rid of.
This.
The stuff that says, whoa, a little red flag goes up when somebody gets $1 million and it's gone in an hour again.
Yeah, we need to look
into
that.
Maybe we should look at that. Republicans are like, that's private. You're infringing on our privacy. We should be able to do that.
Hey, when the American dream involves money laundering, bags of weird cash from Russia, and things of that nature.
Meanwhile, that whore that opened her legs and wants food stamp money, she wants $75 a week. Fuck her.
Fuck you.
How dare you take money from me and give it to her?
The working class people in America want to make $15 an hour. Should they suck a dick?
It should be making 20-something if the index held true.
Right.
If you tie it to productivity, cost of living and all that stuff. Yeah, they should be making in the $20 an hour. As a minimum wage, somebody flipping a burger. And then the dummies will respond,
$15 an hour? An EMT only makes $18 an hour. Somebody flipping a burger shouldn't.
And I say, well, okay, right. An EMT should be making $40 an hour.
Yeah,
then.
The crazy thing is, okay, well, if you don't want to pay them that much, you make the cost of everything go down to where they can afford to live on what they're making.
Exactly.
Stupid. Or you can raise the minimum
wage. But what about our profits?
Asshole?
My boat requires a lot of diesel fuel.
Oh, really? Well, how about Czar Pfeiffer marches over to your boat and takes it, fucker?
That's what it's
going to be. I'll take it.
That's what they're asking for. I mean, they really are.
Do you want that?
I really feel like we're in the let them eat cake moment of our history right now when we've elected Marie Antoinette to the presidency.
We surely have. Who is that? Is that Trump or Melania?
No, it's Trump.
I can see him in one of those Victorian get-ups.
Whatever.
Tights. Little pantaloons. A girdle.
Pissing in a bucket next to his bed. I'm sure he does it anyway.
Him pissing into a bucket with someone pissing into his mouth.
Where's my piss bucket?
Pissing into the other person's mouth.
I want to bathe.
To infinity. Do you think he huffs bath salts, this Schindler?
I don't think he does any drugs.
Pharmaceuticals. Absolutely.
You think?
Absolutely, those rich people. Yes. Yes.
I don't know. He seems to be pretty anti-drink and anti-drug.
To what?
For himself.
To us? That's...
I mean, you know, they joked around about him with the coke, with the sniffing and stuff, but I don't think he... I don't think he's doing coke.
I think
he probably did coke in the 80s with fervency.
It would shock me if all those rich fuckers aren't on tons of designer pharmaceuticals that you don't go to jail for.
Well, no, they're rich and white.
Right.
They never go to jail.
Not for shit.
For anything. Yeah. Unless they cheat other rich white people.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like Bernie Madoff or something like that. Then it's time.
Don't fuck with the
right,
whites.
Right, right, right.
Yo.
The CNN, we were talking a little bit about this Devin Nunes carbuncle who... is hard to understand sometimes because one of Trump's balls is constantly bouncing off of his uvula.
Look at this trick I can do. Get out your uvula.
I'm
like Michael Jordan.
Like a speed bag.
Oh, yeah. That's what they called me in high school.
Which I thought I had a speed bag. Devin Nunes' uvula with Trump's little orange ball bouncing off of it.
Wow.
Went a long way for that.
That's their party trick.
So the FBI, now CNN.
it's just so funny that
Trump, these guys just really think they're going to win against the media. And I don't think that's going to happen in this country. That might be our saving grace here in this country is that they haven't. Taken over. It's not all Rupert Murdoch here in this country. If it was all Rupert Murdochs here in this country, we'd be fucked. We'd be getting Fox and Friends, and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the news that we'd be getting.
I mean, and also, I mean, you know, Schindler will win some battles, right? But you know, these people at the New York Times and HuffPo and everything, they're like, ah, okay, maybe you won this one, but later on, we're going to get ya.
Well, right. And keep calling them fake news. Keep.
Yeah.
Keep launching at them. Keep marginalizing them. Spicy, tell April Ryan not to shake her head. That just endears them to you. No, it's the opposite, motherfucker. April Ryan now is probably just gunning for anyone's head in that administration.
Do you think the smoking gun like with Schindler in Russia exists? Do you think somebody has it and they're just waiting to release it?
I mean, I think it's going to be a rat. It's going to be a slimy, disgusting, self-preserving shitball of a rat, which is exactly what they deserve because that's all they've surrounded themselves with in that swamp.
Do you think it could be Pence?
No, I don't think Pence is involved. I think the other. I think Pence. I think Pence is going to be insulated.
Right.
No, Flynn.
Flynn. That was the guy.
Flynn. Carter Page.
I'm just wondering what is going to happen when the smoking gun, when we see definitive fucking proof that, yeah.
Honor or scruples.
He canoodled with fucking Russia, and then maybe the American people will be disgusted in mass.
I mean, it might be an email or something, or I mean, it might be hard because, Bannon doesn't like writing things down. He wants to talk deals instead of putting stuff in paper.
When you're a crooked criminal, right. You like to do shit like that. Do you think it'll be like with the Clinton scandal with Monica Lewinsky? Is it going to be a big load on a suit? It's going to unravel the whole business?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be like Watergate where it's going to just drip feed and just get to the point where it's just too much.
No sperm involved in this scandal.
The an FBI spokesman. Told CNN that House Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Devin Nunes, traitorous sleazeball, is not telling the truth, Ryan.
Oh, shit. We've got a politician lying in Washington.
When he said that Comey declined the committee's invitation to attend House hearings, Nunes spoke to the press today, accused Democrats of holding up the investigation.
What? They're the ones calling for it. How are they holding it up? I mean, what are they doing?
In spite of the fact that it was his decision to cancel all the scheduled hearings, he said the committee invited Comey to testify in private, but has not received a reply.
No.
The FBI says that is bullshit.
That right there is bullshit. What an asshole.
Comey did not say he wouldn't show up for a hearing, and they have not received an official invite for any other appearances, which directly contradicts what Nunes has been telling reporters.
God damn, this is the most lying group of GOP motherfuckers ever.
And it directly contradicts what he's been telling his fellow committee members over the past couple of days. It's a lie. It's a lie.
How do you get shunned from one of these committees? Do you think he can get kicked out?
They're circling the wagons.
They're protecting this guy.
Fucking scum publicans are protecting him, are circling the wagons. Why would I? Yeah. Why would I step down?
And who the fuck is protecting us? It's supposed to be those fuckers in that fucking committee.
Nobody.
They're the oversight. That is the fucking crazy ass thing about this. Right? Devin Nunes and all his fuck nuts. Well, they're the fucking oversight.
I mean, the Senate seems to be doing better. We're holding out hope that that the Senate investigation, they're the ones who are going to have Sally Yates in, and they want to have Jared fucking Kushner in, who apparently is our new king.
Oh, yes.
Unelected.
Yeah, he's a little crowned
37-year-old king.
That's insane, dude. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound ageist here, but do you want to listen to any thing, a fucking guy with a three in front of his
and who's accomplished nothing
say?
Who's accomplished nothing. Nothing except inherited money and then went to work at daddy's mega real estate Ooh. Brokerage place and but he's brilliant, he doubled the income there. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I'd rather have Doogie Howser in charge.
What benefit to society has that shit drizzle, is that parasite, any of these
know.
people, any of them? They create jobs. Fuck you, they do not.
They create jobs. They create fucking bureaucracy and redundancy and bullshit. They're trying to... We have an administration who's telling people they want to save the coal.
Finance guys don't create jobs. They're not building steel plants. They're not refurbishing coal plants. They're shifting trillions of dollars in computer digits. That's all they do.
They're not producing a widget.
They're worthless parasites.
They are pieces of shit.
So there you go. More information about Paul fucking Manafort keeps popping up.
I mean, that guy, jeez, man, he's a slime ball.
He's the swampiest. Some of the swampiest of that swamp.
Him and Roger Stone. I mean, goddamn, this Schittler campaign. God, it brought out the worst in America, didn't it? Brought out the racist to vote. The Klan endorsed him.
And thanks to Uncle Nipple's help. They knew how to spread that. They knew how to spread that chicken feed to the racists and the bigots and the women haters and the neo Nazis and the black haters and the xenophobes and the gay haters.
Is there not a bottom rung of society that Trump doesn't want to work with? And they're all these criminals. I mean, criminal types. And his campaign...
Gang members, I guess.
Well, his campaign's tied to the Russian mob, right? Possibly.
Different kind of gang, yeah.
Allegedly.
A worse type of gang.
Oh, yeah.
But they're white. And rich.
Oh, yes.
So we'll keep an eye on that. The FBI is saying now that Nunes is just lying. So this is essentially going to be... It is. It has been. Our press and our intelligence community versus the executive branch. And now what seems to have been a co-opted part of the legislative branch. Half of the legislative branch has been turned and co-opted and infiltrated by Russian sympathists.
Good Lord.
At best.
God damn.
Russian actual operatives at worst.
Physical people. You're telling me there are
Mike
physical...
Flynn was the national security advisor receiving the highest secretiest intel.
Did he have contacts
for weeks,
in Washington?
4 weeks after Sally Yates told the president that he was fishy and that there's Russian connections and that they need to do something about it. So they fired Sally Yates.
Do you think Mike Flynn had a moment where he went to a park? He sat on a bench.
No, I think he uses his fucking cell phone.
Nobody sat next to him, and they were like, the eagle lands at noon at the
Waffle
House.
I think he's bold as fuck. Again,
he's arrogant.
I think he doesn't care. Yeah, they thought that once they were in charge, Jeff Bosesh would handle pushing it under the rug over at Justice.
Yeah,
the FBI director would obviously hates Clinton because he released that statement 2 weeks before the fucking election.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously he's on our side.
You're right. Why wouldn't you expect
our new CIA guy?
It?
Our new CIA guy will get him to do it. The new NSA guy. We're just gonna push it all under the rug. Nobody will say anything.
I mean, if you're a white guy politician,
and then we'll say
relax,
and then we'll say Uncle Nipples, we want to be friends with him. I know how we can be friends. Let's drop the sanctions.
And they probably thought, what's the worst thing that happens? I have to leave the country in exile and live out the rest of my days by the Black Sea, hanging out with Russian
Never
broads.
Never crosses any of these assholes'
fishing.
Mind.
Yeah, they don't think they're going to get
Never
caught,
Never crosses
do they?
Their mind, no. Hubris. And this Nunes really needs to end up in a cell.
What a fucking load, this guy.
For obstruction of justice.
Yeah. And also, he should be arrested for being a shithead.
Oh, God,
We're
already the most incarcerated nation on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
On the planet. That's counting North Korea. That's counting Russia.
That's counting
China.
North Korea,
that's
dude.
Counting all of those. We are we imprison more people here because it makes money.
See, and this is why you should listen to the crab diving show, because we just did that some balanced reporting yesterday. We were talking about countries that lead in certain areas. In the Netherlands, they lead in children being happy.
And not dying at birth.
And we lead in incarceration.
Right.
Yay.
Woohoo!
But we're the richest. See, that doesn't make any sense. We're the wealthiest country with the worst distribution of wealth or the most unequal.
And
that's got to be it.
and getting worse.
I mean, we could change that today. We could fucking change that right now. Get up off your office chair and start burning shit. Hyperbole.
April Ryan was being interviewed.
Yes.
And she said, Sean Spicer discredits credible media.
Yeah. Well, of course. I never heard Obama call the New York Times a fake fucking news. I mean, the New York Times.
He took a shot or two at Fox.
Right.
Let me see. I don't know. I didn't vet this clip yet, but
this clip has been unvetted by Crab Diving staff.
Alex Jones is really losing his mind these days. You know, it came out that that Elefantis guy, I guess, was filing a lawsuit. That's why we ended up with that ridiculous apology from Alex Jones the other day about Pizzagate.
Oh, my God. How do you apologize for that? I accused a bunch of people in a very public way of diddling children.
Now, I was reading in the comment section, so, you know, take this for what it is. But somebody was mentioning, more than one person mentioned that there's, you know, Texas is fucked up. That there's a law in Texas that if you're being sued for libel, that's a different word. If you're being sued for libel and the person you're accusing publicly apologizes,
yes,
then they can't get punitive damages or something crazy like that.
Oh,
like
shit.
If they can say, okay, because of this, I lost this kind of money. Some guy came to my pizza shop and shot it up. These can be actual damages that you can say sue for.
Right.
But then sometimes to put a cherry on top to prevent this behavior from happening again, a judge will also give punitive damages in a civil case,
right,
which means this is for being an asshole. This is how much money you owe.
You need to do this for the good of the society.
This is true. In Texas, they were saying that if you publicly apologize, that will either mitigate or lessen the punitive damages. I don't know if that's true. This was, again, I didn't go to the Texas law books to vet it.
I believe it. That's good enough.
But it makes sense.
Right. Sure.
Why else would he do that?
Somebody made him
apologize.
Yeah. Out of the goodness of his heart.
I'm so sorry. I got 3 million clicks on my Pizzagate stories to sell some safes and prostate medicine.
And Flynn's son fucking retweeted that shit about Pizzagate.
And Flynn retweeted that.
Oh, my God, that's right.
I think Flynn's son might have tweeted it, and his father retweeted it.
You know, that's just not a guy not understanding the reach of Twitter, maybe. Or he's an ideologue. Like, Flynn really believed there were kids getting raped in that pizza place?
There was rallies. We didn't even talk about last weekend. There was a rally in Washington. I mean, we're going to put quotes around that. In Washington, D.C., for people to protest, they want an investigation into hashtag pedogate and hashtag pizzagate. Pizzagate.
How do you investigate it? And it didn't happen, so like...
Well, yeah.
Why don't I investigate some other fictional thing, Lena?
There was a... They had a rally.
Yes.
Downtown, 11 a.m. at Lafayette Park on Saturday. Hashtag all children matter.
My God. There's no fucking...
Investigate... Their poster said, investigate Pizzagate pedogate demonstration.
You know, I was going to go to that, but I was busy. I was at the, Save Alderaan.
Well, God, I hope there were the handful of people that were there to laugh. I mean, if I was in D.C., I might have trotted down to go see that because I want to see who's down, who's taking time from their day to go protest.
It is pretty funny to see some of these right wing nut jobs when they're out in public, you know, a rally.
I don't like those dragons from Game of Thrones. I'm going to protest those.
Fuck off. Be nice to somebody. Why don't you try that, stupid?
And there's, I guess, one dude who's really into it. And but in typical deplorable fashion,
he's into Pizzagate.
They're fighting amongst themselves even. And a lot of the Pedogate Pizzagate people were irritated with him because he was making it all about himself. He's making it all about himself, Ryan. It should be about the kids. We should be saving the children from being diddled.
Number one, everything associated with this Pizzagate is fiction. You can't arrest anybody. You can't arrest Captain Kirk for something he might have done on the Enterprise.
Or there's nuggets of truth that are woven together into a lie quilt. Do you know what I mean? It's a bullshit throw. There's some crazy artist who at one time wrote a book about spirit meals, somehow claiming, putting in recipes with, a cum salad. And
that is like the worst art form to study.
And earwax puffs.
What do you do for
art? Something?
I make fake recipes out of human body fluids.
And now she still has these, but she calls them spirit meals, and it's just get togethers, and they have regular food. They don't sacrifice any animals. They don't mix any bodily fluids in the. That's a lie.
How now, boring!
Now, on the lunatics, the people who listen to this Alex Jones moron, swear to God that Hillary Clinton and Podesta are involved in a satanic ritual. Not only do they fuck the kids, but then they satanically kill them afterwards.
Yes, and before dinner, imagine you go to one of these fucking spirit dinners. You're so excited, and you sit down, and you're like, oh, this is fake. They don't even serve fresh breast milk. Fuck this.
Yeah, it's bottled.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. The here is Alex Jones.
Fuck you.
Taking a call.
Oh, okay.
On InfoWars. And listen to the quality of the callers that call into InfoWars.
Right.
Let's go ahead and talk to Raven in North Carolina, then we'll go to Steve and Jim. Raven, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask a question about Senator John McCain and his little cabin boy there, Lindsey Graham, but
Raven. Raven,
yeah, I want to ask you a question about John McCain, his little cabin boy there. That's a fag joke.
You're so dumb.
Yeah,
question about Senator John McCain and his little cabin boy there, Lindsey Graham. But first, I wanted to plug real quick a YouTube video. It's 22 seconds long. People can just go to YouTube and look up Freudian slip, Mossad agent. And it's Fox News 5. Interview of some Homeland Security expert, but apparently some people dug into his background.
So it's Freudian slip, Mossad agent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Freudian slip.
All right.
But, you know, I've noticed since the very beginning that the two main guys out there at the forefront of all this are Senator John McCain and Lindsey Graham, saying everybody's a Russian agent trying to derail the Trump president.
Please, citations, dumb fuck, as to Lindsey Graham and or John McCain accusing anyone of being a Russian agent.
It's so frustrating, dude, because you can hear it in this guy's voice. He's a Trumpalo that's frustrated because the only thing people want to talk about is this Russian shit.
And those two traitors, John McCain and that sissy, Lindsey Graham,
what?
Everybody's saying everybody's a Russian agent. They're not. They're saying we need to look into this and get this over with. Plus, they're Republicans. They would rather not have this shit pouring down upon the Republicans like Carrie at the end of the movie. Spoiler alert.
That's a great movie.
They don't want that shit poured on them. They're coming at it from, look, in order to save our own asses and the Republican Party, we got to distance ourselves from this motherfucker if there's actually something going on. And if there's not, let's investigate it and get it over with and show there's no there.
not once have I heard Lindsey Graham or John fucking McCain accuse anybody of being a Russian agent.
Yeah, I never heard that
I've
either.
Heard them say there's some shenanigans.
Right.
Lindsey Graham's like, well, I don't know that Mike Flynn should have been talking to that Russian and stuff like that. And that's probably the best thing they could have gotten rid of him. And John McCain is, both of them are criticizing Nunes for what a stumble fuck he's been about this whole process.
Right. He said he's been bizarre. Bizarre, that's the word Lindsey used to describe Nunes's investigation.
Yeah, Clouseau, Inspector Clouseau-like.
Peter Sellers.
So then you got this idiot blaming Lindsey Graham and Senator
saying
John
everybody's
McCain.
Everybody's a Russian agent trying to derail the Trump presidency. And, you know, these two guys... I think an argument could certainly be made. I've long believed that they work for the Jewish mafia.
Oh, there we go. Lindsey Graham and John McCain work for the Jewish mafia, right?
That's odd. I mean, I never heard that before. God.
Now, where does Alex Jones go with this?
Oh, globalist, Pat.
You know they...
Globalist.
Allege... To stiffen within microseconds of any thought of Israel.
I'm fully wrecked.
Love them, Israel. Love them, Bibi Netanyahu.
Well, they love it.
Loves how he beats the shit out of those brown people.
Send over more missiles than Palestinians.
I don't get. But they're also...
Yes.
He also represents a herd of... vehement anti-Semites.
Oh, fuck yes.
So this
does.
Is that this is that weird conundrum again.
It doesn't make fucking sense.
Love them Israel, hate them Jews.
Maybe they like the Israelis because they're in Israel.
Well, part of it is the Jesus thing. Don't forget the apocalypticists who are Michelle Bachmann can't wait for more strife in the Middle East. Because that means that Shamala and Babala in Bullshiticus 69, that's the prophecy that came once they return. They're the ones who want the embassy to go back to Jerusalem.
Stupid.
Even though all of the Arab world would hate us even more. Even our friends, the Saudis, would be pissed off by that. Our alleged friends, the Saudis and the Jordanians are sort of friends, etc. Because that would be just pulling the butt cheeks apart and putting a fan between yourself and them. Jeez. And shitting into it.
Ooh, God, that's a whole afternoon for me.
And they...
God, what a bunch of fucking assholes.
So remember when Trump, right when they took over, they were saying... People were like, you're not going to move you're not really thinking about that, right? You were just, that was just talk and everything. And then Trump's like, no, we're going to look into it. And then a couple of days later, it was like, well, you know, it's this stuff like this takes time.
Is that a Bannon thing?
We're going to look into it. Probably, because it would cause chaos. Yeah. So, yes.
God. You were saying something earlier.
They believe it leads them to the apocalypse, to their mythical religious text. They believe that somehow the reuniting of the temple in Jerusalem or some bullshit means that
so stupid
like the aliens and Close Encounters, Jesus is gonna come down.
Mecca, go fuck yourself. I mean, you were talking about like maybe Lindsey Graham and John McCain. They want to save. They're trying to save the GOP. Trying to save the GOP.
And their own asses.
Is it worth it?
Possibly a little bit the country. There may still be some scruples left in some of these Republicans.
Say what you want to say about the fucking Dems, but does the GOP, do they deserve to be saving? Is there anything to salvage out of that shit group of fuckers?
Well, what kind of a radioactive phoenix comes from the ashes, though? I mean...
I don't know. I don't think you...
kind of heinous thing might be birthed? I mean, wouldn't it be best to just hit it over the head with an oar 20 or 30 times, but let it live as opposed to totally blowing it up? Because we might end up with a truly fascist party that makes no bones about it, that suddenly a significant portion of the heinous white people in this country would love to vote for.
Yeah. But I just can't think of any core policies that the GOP has that they're... I mean, of course, you know, the libs aren't going to agree with them, but what do they do that's good? I mean, what evidence can you show of the GOP doing anything that's good lately?
Lately?
I mean, really, or any time. I mean, in our history. I mean, when in the last 10 years did they do anything worth a fucking shit? They shut down the government? They lied us into a fucking war? They stole the Supreme... a SCOTUS from Obama? The yeah. Contra scandal? I mean, it just goes on and fucking on. George Bush Sr. started the first Iraq war. Yeah. They fucking suck.
There's the outrage.
Hey, if you're a GOP constituent, yeah, when do you stop bending over for them? They don't even want to raise your minimum wage. They want to take away your fucking health care.
Well, you know, cracks are forming.
Yeah. They want to take away your fucking health care, dude.
Well, yeah,
that
was a bad one. And again, these people that were, I don't know, these fence sitters, I guess, like these Rust Belt white people that may have voted for Obama before and then inexplicably drank the orange Kool-Aid and believed anything that con man said.
They must be stupid. I can't think of any other explanation.
But I think the wall... is I think people are starting to wake up, because remember, these were the people who said, well, you know, when he talks about a wall, it's metaphoric. He's being metaphorical. He's saying that we obviously need much greater border security, and not that literally like some big 40-foot wall like the Berlin Wall or anything. They'll be silly, libtard.
Oh, yes.
And then what does Trump want? I want a wall, a physical wall.
He ain't getting it. There's some story about how
physical wall.
The funding for that is his problems with it. He's having problems building his giant wall between us and Mexico. Shocker.
But my point is that these people, I think, are now starting to see him do shit like that. And they're like, oh, he wasn't being metaphorical.
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
Well, yeah.
He's a moron.
Yeah, and those right-wing nut jobs, even though they're stupid and they're racist and they're ignorant, they don't want to be seen as that.
I'm not talking about the right-wing nut jobs.
You're talking about the fence sitters.
Yeah, the ones that were the Obama supporters. The reason that Hillary lost Pennsylvania and Wisconsin.
Well, they're stupid.
Ohio. And I think they're already... I think he's lost them already.
Yeah.
Many of them.
It's amazing that someone could have voted for Obama and then would vote for Schittler.
Baffling.
They're
baffling.
Dumb.
Well, and Uncle Nipple's influence. Those are the people, many of those Bernie bros were the ones who were like, oh my God, they stole the election. Because that's what on our page started happening. It was, oh my, yeah, Trump is bad, but Hillary stole the election. There's proof, you know. I mean, I'm a liberal and everything, but those WikiLeaks emails prove that Hillary completely stole the election. She should be in jail.
Yeah, and if you're stupid...
And those were all Russian bot accounts.
Yeah.
Spreading all that shit.
And then Michael Savage and
enough
Rush
dummies
Limbaugh,
picked up on it.
They read it all to their fucking idiot listeners.
Yep. Well, and the libs, the Bernie bros started picking up on that.
Yeah.
And saying, oh my God, she is the most corrupt thing ever to walk the face of the earth. Look what it said on Breitbart.
Oh, yeah. God.
Dummies.
She's not scurrying away from secret meetings with Putin.
And many of them still exist, fervently clutching to their, well, if the DNC hadn't stolen the election.
Stole!
None of this would have happened. Bernie would have easily beaten Trump, which I still am not 100% convinced of.
The socialism thing.
I mean, I think he might have done better.
Oh, yeah.
And there may not have been, I mean, I don't think Putin has a personal beef with Bernie Sanders in any capacity where he did with Hillary.
Well, and Bernie would have a beef with Putin. Bernie would say anti-Putin things because the guy's evil-ass.
They think a lot of what Putin's anger at Hillary was just because she humiliated him and called his election illegitimate the last time.
Oh, shit.
How dare she? Yeah. So his goal was to make her look like an illegitimate president because they figured she was going to win. So they thought all the shit, all these Bernie bros that allegedly started popping up saying, I don't like Trump,
oh, God.
But I can't vote for Shillery Kellery. She's the most corrupt thing ever. I can't vote for her. I'm going to write in Bernie.
I'm gonna
vote green, Jill Stein. Oh, yeah.
Have fun with that, stupid.
Who, I mean, I even for 10 minutes was on the Stein train because I am a Green Party. If you look at the policy,
right,
every single fucking policy is I'm a Green Party.
Well, you don't
slash
matter,
commie socialist, and
your vote doesn't fucking matter.
But then
one bit,
I found out more about her personally, and I'm far less impressed.
You could have let your asshole vote; it would have mattered as much. You're a liberal in California.
Well, true.
And I mean, even more so, you're a liberal in Los fucking Angeles. You know? Our votes don't matter because our system sucks.
So over at CNN, they had a panel of, let's see, I want to call them white, and white.
Yay!
Five white people. One guy looks like he might be a little tan. Trump voters.
Oh, okay.
And these are some of the people that I guess I was kind of talking about.
What are they getting together for, orgy?
And these are the people who are maybe starting to be a little disillusioned.
No. I love it.
A Schittler.
Reporters about his tweeting. Moments ago, Trump just tweeted this. Why doesn't fake news talk about Podesta ties to Russia as covered by Fox News or money from Russia to Clinton? Sale of uranium.
Oh, God, that uranium thing.
Sale of uranium.
Tonight, Trump voters telling us that Trump's Twitter rants need to stop. Bryn Gingras is out front.
How many of you know about the president's tweets or follow them through some sort of media?
Everyone in this room in eastern Pennsylvania voted for Donald Trump.
Seeing more people involved, it's like a modern-day constituent letter. They're tweeting at their president, they're voicing their opinion, and they're more politically involved.
He's not listening. See, these idiots think that he's listening to their tweets.
You think he's reading what people say to him?
It's more immediate. We're more involved. We feel like we're very involved.
He is a feed-forward kind of gentleman. He's not like... he's not taking anything in, forming opinions, and then throwing it out there. He's making this shit up on his own. He's not, his tweets aren't a reflection of what he hears from the public.
If you go to his Twitter, absolutely every tweet, the most popular, most upvoted, most shared or whatever, retweeted, tweets of his are, are anti him. It's like he'll tweet out something and somebody be like, oh, shut the hell up, you big failure, you loser. And that's the most upvoted. Like,
right.
So I don't know, for every one person that is like, we love you, Mr. President, MAGA, MAGA. Oh, I just came from your tweet. For every one of those.
There's a bunch of people that fucking hate
his ass.
There's
100 jumping on
it. Well, he didn't read that, you know, because like he goes to these fucking rallies because he wants to feel better. He wants to be around people screaming for him, you know?
10 hours ago.
So what would that...
Remember when the failing New York Times apologized to its subscribers right after the election because their coverage was so wrong? Now worse. Meanwhile, the New York Times came out and said, we never apologized for anything. What they did say was, look, our polling was not that great. And we predicted that Hillary Clinton would win easily.
Ooh.
And we were wrong.
Right.
But he's calling their prediction of her winning. That's what he's clinging to as their big lie, fake news.
But they weren't playing with all the information, just and like that, most of the
right.
country.
And
we didn't know that Russia was doing shit behind the scenes.
And that they should apologize. And that they apologized.
Yeah.
They didn't. The New York Times has responded to that tweet already. I saw it earlier. The New York Times said, we didn't apologize for shit.
God.
Because we didn't do anything wrong. We were wrong.
How would we apologize, though? To whom?
But looking at all the polls, how could you come up with anything else?
Yeah.
Really. So, but yes, it was underestimated. And there may have been that embarrassment factor of people who love them some Trump, but just couldn't admit it to a person on the telephone calling them up to ask who they're going to vote for.
That is fucking huge. And also, like, we figured out, like, how much a vote in Idaho counts compared to our fucking vote.
Well, that electoral
like 300 times.
Yeah.
300 fucking times. Some guy in Idaho's votes counts more than us. And then what if they read some story from, you know, fake news? And they believe Paul Podesta is ejaculating semen into grits and writing about it.
The top tweet in response is, yes, it was clearly a bigly huge apology, especially when they said they were going to hold power to account. So sorry.
Jeez.
The second one is, actually, I don't remember that. Neither does anyone else. And it's a link to PolitiFact already saying false.
Yeah,
you're
lying.
On what he said about New York Times. He tweeted last year, the New York Times sent a letter to their subscribers apologizing for their bad coverage of me. That's false.
God, that is such fucking...
False, false, false.
The thing is, if all somebody does is lie to you, and then all we have to say is you're lying, it makes us look crazy too, because all we're doing is just saying over and over again that Trump is lying. But he is.
He very much is.
So what are we supposed to do? Just sit there and take it?
So back to back to InfoWars. So we've got this idiot who has just said that I think an argument could clearly be made. I've long believed that they, meaning John McCain and Lindsey Graham, worked for the Jewish mafia.
How long?
I think an argument could certainly be made. I've long believed that they work for the Jewish mafia. And, you know, they keep saying everybody that is pro-Trump, pro-America, pro in the interest of the American people, works for Russia. How come nobody ever points out that they're working for the Jewish mafia?
Yeah.
How do you answer that?
Well, you can't. Here you go. Alex Jones.
Well, there is undoubtedly a Jewish mafia, and the ADL will say you're anti-Semitic. No, there's Italian mafia, Irish mafia, Jewish mafia, Jamaican mafia. When there's mafias, there's Dixie mafia. And absolutely, the Jewish mafia, then, if you criticize it, then says you're anti-Semitic. But the Jewish mafia is a very powerful mafia. You know, it's in the Godfather movies that are based on true stories. They just change the names. Absolutely. And the Jewish mafia mainly feeds on Jews, so... Like the ringworm, Sephardic Jews, they killed over 100,000 of them in radiation tests.
Thank you for listening.
So. Meanwhile, what? What? He's got to drop one of those in there. Meanwhile, you know, they killed 100,000 of them with a radiation test.
Right.
What?
It's so bizarre.
So, like the ringworm, Sephardic Jews, they killed over 100,000 of them in radiation tests.
Thank you for listening.
So, you know, one of the biggest enemies of Jews is the Jewish mafia. Yeah. They worked with Hitler. Well, I mean, the head of the Jewish mafia is George Soros. He's out to get Jews.
There you go. The head of the Jewish mafia is George Soros.
Duh. Everybody knows that.
He's out to get you.
Oh, yeah. He's paying all those fucking protesters, too. What does he mean he's out to get him? He wants to put him in cages and capture him?
Remember, there's that bullshit story that when he was a kid in Hungary, he used to, was it Hungary? Under communist rule.
Yeah.
He helped them.
Oh, yeah.
Round up commies or something. And then I actually looked into it and read about it. And it's kind of just the opposite. His father's family helped people get out.
Right.
And,
well, Alex Jones did that story. He said that fucking George Soros gave up a bunch of.
Yeah, I think we did it on the show.
Right.
It's just not true.
We didn't do it on the show. We had the conversation while we were driving across country and listening to Alex Jones.
What a waste.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's today's Alex Jones clip. Alex Jones losing his mind a little bit. The Jewish mafia, George Soros. I love the way he just drops that. He says nothing, 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 nothing. There is a Jewish mafia, blah, blah, blah. And then right then, well, you know who the head of the Jewish mafia is? George Soros. We'll be right back. After this message for Prostagard.
Do you think George Soros will ever go on Alex Jones to rebuke all these charges and these accusations?
Oh, yeah.
He love it.
He loves going on the shows.
Oh, look, I made all the money in the world just so I could talk to Alex Jones on a shit show.
I would love to have George Soros, his influence also minimized. I would love no billionaires to be able to unduly influence our public policy just because they got zeros in their accounts. Yeah. That gives them 0.0 authority in my eyes.
And why do we have billionaires? I'm serious. Well, yeah. Why are people allowed to have $1 billion when there are people living on the fucking street?
So I agree with the assholes that George Soros should just stop funding.
Pay up.
Yeah, but everybody should.
Oh, I agree.
All the rich fucks should get the hell out and let the people run. Yeah, yeah. Let the people do it.
Or we'll just take your shit. It's your choice. That's, yeah. One day we're going to take your shit. Way. It won't be like a nice way of taking your shit.
Hopefully we'll be able to vote your shit away in large quantities.
Yeah, we're going to have to take it.
I mean, large taxes.
That's not going to happen. I mean, really, I mean, it's this last process. God damn, everybody's just so fucking evil. It's going to take something like, you know.
May pivot in the other direction and you know, can you imagine a best case scenario is the House and the Senate both flip in 18, or at least one of them, enough to put a big old butt plug in anything that he wants to pass.
We're going to need an extra large.
And get the presidency back. And maybe actually have enough of a majority to get shit done for a couple of years, like here in California. Let the libs run it for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I love how California's reacting to Trump, too. Big fuck you.
Yeah, we're going to cut off. This is Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III. If you continue to have sanctuary cities, we may cut off your federal funding. And the states are saying,
cut it off, motherfucker.
That's okay. We'll cut off your federal funding,
yeah.
Fed. Because you get that federal funding from us, not from Alabama, not from Florida, not from Mississippi, not from Texas. Those are all negative. Well, I don't know about Texas, but those are all revenue negative states.
Doesn't this show you just how spiteful Shitler is and his fucking administration and how petty they are? Oh, okay. You guys want to have sanctuary cities? We're going to take away funding. Well, who the fuck does that hurt? The people in California that may need it or something. Not the politicians Shitler disagrees with.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
He doesn't care as long as he wins. And that means whatever ridiculous promises he made on his campaign, that he's got to somehow do that.
Listen, this guy, he loves going to country clubs. He loves hanging out with his rich fucking white friends. And at some point in the evening, he probably loves doing an Irish goodbye, sneaks up to his hotel room, and bangs prostitutes all night. Or maybe they pee on him. Who knows? I'm looking forward to the tape.
Irish goodbye. I'm feeling marginalized by that.
Yeah, you never heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Oh, you sneak out?
Yeah.
Okay. It is. I don't know why. I don't know where that comes from. Why is it Irish?
I don't know. I think Irish are very warm and effusive people. I don't know why they would want to sneak out.
No, no, no. I don't know. I don't know the etymology of that saying or where it comes from.
We've got a... I know this happens on both sides of the aisle, but it's also... It's so much more fun when it happens to a Republican because of the just sheer hypocrisy of it. We've got a congressman, former congressman from I don't have what state he's from here, but former Congressman Steve Stockman, Texas,
fuck you,
was arrested on conspiracy charges earlier this month. Now he and a former employee have been hit with a indictment, 28 counts.
Damn.
Alleging that they stole hundreds of thousands of dollars from charities.
Oh, God, that sucks.
Some of which they used to finance his campaigns and pay for personal expenses.
What the fuck?
He and this former aide, Jason Posey, are also accused of trying to cover up the scheme.
God.
In which another employee has already pleaded guilty. There you go. Whistleblower rat.
Damn.
They're saying that between May and October 2014, Stockman sought out $1.25 million in donations on false pretenses.
Oh, okay. Give me $10. I'll donate it to UNICEF.
And then over those years, he allegedly diverted part of those monies for personal and campaign expenses, including what the Justice Department described as a covert surveillance project targeting a perceived political opponent. He used money to hire private eyes to follow somebody he thought was going to run against him.
He bought a black van with a bunch of recording equipment in it.
With charity money.
Holy fuck.
That was supposed to be charity.
Oh, man. That's rough.
Meanwhile, he's trying to
pull out
the deep state defense.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The deep state. It's the Obama. It's the black.
Oh, yes.
The black state still in there trying.
Meanwhile, you want to check on the white state because they're buying like surveillance equipment. They're following people. They're lying. All kinds of shit. You don't know.
Stockman served twice in Congress from 95 to 97, then from 2013 to 15. He gave up a seat to challenge Senator John Cornyn from Texas in the 2014 primary and lost.
Right.
Steve Stockman. So 28 indictments.
Dang, man. That's, jeez. How do you even, if you're a prosecutor, you look at 28. I'll be like, God, for the sake of getting home at a decent hour, can we just charge this guy with 15? Surely I'll lock him up for the rest of his fucking life. What do we care?
One would hope, but
yeah, I mean, 28 counts. That's a lot of paper. God, you're killing trees.
He
with that
is
shit.
White and a politician and in Texas.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. He'll get off.
Remember,
it won't matter.
Delay, right? It was same thing. They threw his ass in jail, and then suddenly the Supreme Court of Texas is like, never mind. Let him go.
By the way, if the Democrats in Texas don't want to show up for a vote, they'll go arrest him.
Oh, right. Didn't they say that one time?
Yeah, they did that. The Dems were all holed up in Arkansas, and they said they're going to send the state troopers to go get him. Because, Abortion Barbie was doing her filibuster.
We can also rest easily knowing now that Ivanka Trump has taken her official position at the White House. Another one. Did you see on Facebook, I think, facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget, tweet us whenever you like, at crabdiving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. I shared a picture of something to the effect of, oh no, it's totally cool to put your family in positions of power. And it's a picture of Saddam Hussein with Uday and Kusay.
Yeah.
There's lots of
examples of family members of dictators doing a good job ruling countries. Iraq.
So Ivanka now has an office in the White House. She'll be taking on a more formal role as an unpaid employee of the White House.
Right.
The White House issued a statement today saying, "We are pleased that Ivanka Trump has chosen to take this step in her unprecedented role as first daughter."
First daughter? What the fuck is this?
"And in support of the president. Ivanka's service as an unpaid employee furthers our commitment to ethics."
Oh, my fucking God.
"We're not taking a salary. Therefore, obviously, we're honest."
This is how their brain works. Whatever their gut feels, they say the opposite or they do the opposite. They just fill us with bullshit.
Well, plus, that allows them to say, well, I don't have to go through that whole ethics process and divest myself because I'm technically not a paid employee. So I'll just take my millions of dollars of mailbox money from Trump Enterprises. That great granddad's racism or granddad's racism caused to grow.
Right.
A dad inherited it.
Sure.
Failed upward. And now as a Trump, you're never going to be poor.
You know what I would
poor.
Do? I'd hire a couple of crack forensic accountants. It's like, I need you to go through and trace as much money as you can back to these slaves. What money for white people was produced from this the sweat of slaves.
Oh, they've estimated that, haven't they? Like,
maybe they'll just send out an invoice.
Has some of these banks, some of these mega corporations, mega. I mean, you could trace them right back to absolutely having had their success on the back of slavery.
God, we co-opted a workforce. We brought a workforce from another continent over here. And then auction those people off right when they got off the boat to scary fucking white people.
In the name of profit.
How scary were those fucking white rednecks that seceded from the fucking union? Terrifying.
Wait, what did that one Georgia guy say, though, about the KKK? A lot of people stepped into line. They kept a lot of people in line. That's what he said.
Yeah, they did, huh? Jeez.
Other people are saying, well, we're not really sure what she's doing.
No. We're not sure what she's doing.
What does she do? What is Ivanka going to do?
I don't know. I mean, really, what does she do in her fucking office all day? Make calls or, you know, does she have meetings? Does she have a computer? Because I know Schindler doesn't have one. That's weird.
She says, throughout the process, I've been working closely and in good faith with the White House counsel and my personal counsel to address any unprecedented nature of my role and ethics.
God.
So they're her own lawyers. And we know what Trump's own lawyers always say. Trump's right.
Right.
Everything Trump does is okay.
Well, who pays them?
They just recently said, we looked into this whole Trump hotel thing. And even though we're paying ourselves.
Yeah.
And the Trump organization is benefiting from this government rental of parts of Trump Hotel. We've investigated it and we've decided it's okay.
God, it's all good here, guys.
Yeah.
We checked it out.
Who investigated? Oh, well, the White House.
Oh, yes.
Trump's lawyers investigated it and decided that's cool. Don't worry.
What in his history would... Listen, the weird thing about him running for president, it's not like you could look at a track record as a politician and say, oh, okay, I got a pretty good idea what he'd do in office. I don't know. But, like, with shit like that, there is a track record of policing yourself and being ethical. He didn't have a good track record with that, right? Didn't the state of New York tell him, sue him? Didn't they force him to rent his apartments to people of color?
Yeah.
How is this guy going to police himself?
Well, how can anybody police themselves? That's the whole point of oversight and transparency.
He doesn't even have self-control. Think about it. He goes to Russia to do the Miss Universe contest. He's got to know he's being watched. What does he do? He finds a couple of, you know, prostitutes. And he gets them to pee on each other, or maybe him, who knows? And he gets taped, and then all this shit happens. He's a fucking mess.
They say, in addition to visible contributions to her father's agenda, Ivanka is also reportedly counseled her father not to take a number of actions, most notably working to sink a draft executive order that would have rolled back Obama-era protections for LGBT. So I guess maybe she pulled the bullet out of the gun on that one for a moment.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there's a tiny bit of good that Ivanka's presence will have in the White House. Maybe with some of these social issues, she won't let the Christo Mulas take over. Because Trump doesn't care about that. We've talked about that before. That's not an issue he gives fuck all about.
Hello?
The Bible and your Jesus and your abortion and any of that. He does not care about. And the LGBT couldn't care less about it. Doesn't care.
Yeah. I kind of...
I don't think he's anti-gay at all. Right. I don't think he cares. I really don't think he cares. I think he's racist.
But if you're the leader of the free world and you're... No, he's anti-gay. He's anti-gay. Do you see that thing on the LGBT? He doesn't want them counted in the fucking census or done it.
Well, but that's the administration. Yeah.
That's him.
Well, yes and no.
But if you're going to stand by, you're going to be fine with that, then you are anti-gay.
Right, but he stood by racists and was okay with that.
He's a racist.
He's okay with white nationalists.
He's a fascist.
He's okay with all that as long as he wins.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for me to believe he's not.
I don't think there's one ideologue cell in his body when it comes to religion. Zero.
Yeah.
Zero. When it comes to any religion or religious issues.
Right.
And I think that includes the LGBT. I don't think he cares about it. And maybe her influence will offset the Pencian whispering in the ears of, you know, Jesus is saying we got to get the gay people.
Yeah, but did you see the thing about the census, how Schittler is like, he doesn't want the 2000, I think in 2020 there's a new census, and he doesn't want he doesn't want it noted how many people are in gay or lesbian relationships.
Well, the administration doesn't. Again,
okay.
I'm convinced he doesn't know. If you asked him about that, he would say, I love purple flowers.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows anything about that. I think this is parts of the administration working without him. He's like, okay, whatever, take care of it. And then when the shit hits the fan, it might be when, like this, that executive order they want to get rid of LGBT protections. And if she's been able to pull his little orange finger off that button or that trigger.
Well, she didn't, right? Or
no, it says she did.
Oh.
She talked him out of.
But what, you know, the thing is,
she helped sink a draft executive order that would have rolled back Obama era protections for LGBT.
God, it's so weird. It's like we're putting hope into Ivanka, who went on the RNC, had the only, she gave the only speech.
Well, it's degrees of heinous.
She didn't act like a crazy person. So she made Schittler more digestible. See, that's why she's fucking worse. She makes that administration look not as heinous.
So you would rather have the LGBT executive order signed?
No, not at all.
But she's had a positive effect already. So
I mean,
yes, she normalizes it, but if she's also helped keep the fire from spreading.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, she is the fire.
She
is part of the fucking fire.
Right.
She's in an administration. Listen, if they don't want to count the gay people in this census, they don't want to count people as being gay. That affects like all kinds of future legislation and future laws and shit like that. That
I think it's gray. It's a gray area with her. I don't think she's the walking evil. I don't find her qualified for anything because of reasons before. I don't find anybody who crawled out of a rich vagina to be qualified for anything simply because of that fact. And I welcome her if she's able to mitigate some of the heinous things that these people are planning, then I welcome her fucking influence. If she's able to keep him from fucking gay people, she wasn't obviously able to keep him from going after immigrants or going after.
Yeah, where's her voice on that?
Well, you know.
Where's her voice? I mean, where's her, you know?
She couldn't out yell the Bannons and the.
See, I think even.
And Jared. Who knows what Jared says? They might be on board with that whole immigrants are evil thing.
Yeah.
Or illegals are the big problem. They may believe that. They may be dumb enough to believe the numbers that say, oh my God, look at all this crime that these illegals commit.
I mean, it's easy to hate Trump and it's easy it's easy to get left organized against somebody like Schittler because he's nuts. You know, he goes out and he says horrible things. He's obviously a fucking monster. But Ivanka, she's well put together. When she speaks, she doesn't sound crazy.
Stealthy.
That makes her fucking dangerous.
She's stealthier.
She's dangerous, dude.
But
I mean,
lesser evil.
Here,
would you rather have unlimited power dictator Donald Trump or unlimited power dictator Ivanka Trump?
Why am I getting that choice?
I'm just saying. We're speculating.
Ivanka. Of course.
Well, right. So it's the same. I think it's the same thing here. I can't paint her with the same brush that I do Trump and these other heinous people. That she may be doing the best she can. I'm not saying she's a wonderful, cushy cuddle bear.
Dude.
But she may have a tiny bit more scruples and sense than some of these people, and she's doing the best that she can. She may not. I'm saying the possibilities there. But if this is an actual result, if her influence will actually stop something horrific from happening, I'm all for it.
Okay, one second. We can't have any hope. We're not allowed to have any hope on this Trump administration. That's the white guy problem. That's the white person problem. We can't have hope. We can't hold out hope on these racists. Trump is a racist.
I'm not anticipating anything good. I'm I'm grateful for some good that may have happened.
Listen, fuck Ivanka. She's evil. She's fucking evil incarnate, and so is her fucking husband. I mean, how can they not be? They're running the fucking White House. Do you think Ivanka doesn't know the shit Jared's signing off on? They sleep together at night.
But I'm saying she's not as evil as her father.
How do you know? You just assume.
Well, if she doesn't want. She's okay with Obama-era protections for LGBT Americans and talked him out of signing that executive order.
Oh, God.
What has she got? What horse does she have in that race?
She wants Trump to get rich when he dies, which will probably be soon. That fat
fuck's gonna
croak.
Have to do with LGBT protections? How is
it helps her brand? If she can come out after he croaks, which won't be that long. How long is he going to live? 10 years? Maybe. When he croaks,
that might be generous. The way he eats.
The only thing she fucking has, she has tons of money. I don't know. Why would she give a fuck about her shitty brand? What's she going to do? Work? She's got plenty of money. I just think she's just a fucking evil ass, good looking rich oligarch selling a shit. Schittler says something heinous, and then she comes on looking attractive and says, hey, look, you know, here's some window dressing to make you feel better about the shit sandwich you just ate.
I put her in with a lot of these tech bros where they're fiscally, they hate poor people ultimately.
Right.
And think they're better than other people.
Yeah.
But they don't hate gay people and they don't necessarily hate black people,
but they will vote for people that hate gay people.
Well, there's that,
which is insane.
And I put her kind of in that level. I think
she seemed really nice when she was giving that speech at the RNC about women's health care.
Sincere about that, but
maybe
which would be I agree. I think
we assume, see, it's just scary. It's just I am afraid of evil good looking people. I think they will blow this planet up. They're gonna fuck everything up because people will just fucking trust
him. You're saying good thing Donald Trump isn't hot?
Yes.
Good thing he's not a hot piece of ass.
No, it's what you said it. If Trump could walk down the street and chew gum and not look like he should be checked into the cuckoo's nest,
terrifying. Yeah.
We would be fucked. Yeah, and is who fucking Ivanka Trump is. That's who Jared is. The good looking rich people.
I think Jared, yeah.
Why not Ivanka, though?
Well, even Jared less, because Jared has in the past championed some liberal causes.
Oh, yeah? Okay. I don't know anything
about
him.
All these assholes only recently flipped to Republicanism in the past, few years. Yeah. Really?
Which really speaks to their
character. Even Trump.
Listen, if all of a sudden I won the lottery and I was like, I'm going to run for office, I'm going to be the nastiest conservative in the business, you would never have anything to do with me. You wouldn't climb on board. But all his shitty friends did. That means they're fucking assholes. And they're worse. They're worse than the Pence and the ideologues. They will fuck you.
Well, yeah. Yes.
They don't give a shit. Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
They're like these Russian oligarchs.
Yeah, yeah.
They're exactly that. That's what that branch of the Republican Party wants. They want unfettered, rich people unfettered. They get to do, pollute, screw, whatever, whoever they want. And they don't care if the country is better. I was going to say they think the country will be better off for it. Right. I don't think they care what the country is better off.
They don't give a fuck, right? Yeah. I mean, God, who the fuck is Ivanka Trump? She's a designer. She has all these clothes she sells. Where are the clothes made? Every other place designed.
Probably by an 8-year-old in Bangladesh.
8-year-olds, and she was able to start the company with her daddy's business. And she waddles on television in the RNC, and she speaks from her quote-unquote heart about childcare. What the fuck does she know about fucking childcare? She probably pays nannies twice per year what we make.
Well, she probably, yeah.
So fuck her. She's good-looking. She is a scary good-looking person. You know? She's better-looking than Sarah Palin, dude. And Sarah Palin was the hottest Republican we've seen in eons.
What about Michelle Bachmann?
Oh, it would go Ivanka, Palin, Bachmann. Easy.
And we're just talking about actual
looks.
People who have been in office, not.
Well, Ivanka hasn't.
You know, you can't.
She's never been elected, but she got a job through her daddy, just like Saddam Hussein's kids did.
Right.
Let's forget that. That's what you just said.
I know they're just all immensely like qualified.
We don't call her Uday because she's good looking.
Well, Uday may have been evil, but if he talked his dad out of bombing a village one time, then he did something good. Right. That's my
true.
Point.
That's true. That village appreciates Uday. But there's a and few my other point villages is that might not.
Yes, I concur that Ivanka is a rich, privileged, surely, probably a slime ball.
Easy on the eyes.
But
dangerous.
I think that maybe because of her youth.
Yes.
That plays into a little bit more moderation on maybe a couple of these social issues. Like, I'll bet she's pro-life. Right. Or choice, I mean. And just won't talk about it. So have you heard anybody other than Orange Schittler himself talk about that issue?
No.
Never heard Uday or Kuse or Ivanka say a word about the abortion issue. I think they probably are all pro-choice and they're just shutting the fuck up about it because they know that they would get in big trubs if they said that.
Or they're playing the, they're doing, profit loss thing, cost benefit analysis. I can lie to these people. I'll fuck the country. You won't be able to get an abortion in Idaho, but my dad's going to be president. Oh my God. That's horrible.
Put it back to the States.
I mean, if Ivanka came out against her father and he disowned her, she'd still be fine.
I want them to ask these people, at what point do you accept federal authority? If you're saying, okay, well, you don't think the federal government should force states to recognize gay people getting married, or you don't think the federal government should be able to tell a state what to do with its minimum wage.
Yeah,
or you don't believe they should be able to tell a state. Well, what about slavery?
Well, I mean,
seriously, there were states following that argument.
Yes.
There were states that would just be possibly still okay with slavery.
Well, I mean, if you got rid of the minimum wage, what states do you think would fucking take advantage of that?
And
Texas, Florida, Georgia, Virginia.
And that is slavery.
Yeah, that's slavery. If you don't have a minimum wage, then you got slavery.
Yeah. And the minimum wage, I forget, who was it that said, let's all remember that the minimum wage means that if they could pay you less, they would. Remember this. It's a comic.
Chris
Rock. Yeah.
Chris fucking Rock.
That remember this. If they could pay you less, they would.
Oh, God.
That's what a minimum wage means. And you would have these people like this Puzder dickwad.
Andrew. Saying, his name is Andrew.
Saying,
I remember.
You'll take 50 cents an hour because that's all I'm giving you. Or you starve to death. Ha ha.
I mean, listen, whoever...
Get eight jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
You take her.
In other, I guess, less civilized country, who am I to judge? Look at this loony banana republic we live in. But God, less fucking, civilized countries, when a Schittler gets ousted finally for shenanigans, everybody's got a pike with their name on it. Everybody has pikes reserved.
Pikes reserved.
It doesn't matter how good looking you are. Or how well spoken. I mean, because this is, I'm sorry, but this Ivanka, Trump is who she is. She is a Trump. And she is in that administration. I mean, it's not like she's part of it. She has a job. I don't know that you can separate her from his politics. She is in the White House. She's his politics,
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
I don't know. I'm
sticking by. I think she's less evil than him.
Yeah, I agree with
and
you.
And if she's able to, with her somehow tiny little bit of less evil, lessen his evil, then rock on.
I think we need to define evil.
The mitigating factor, huh?
Because how do you define evil? I mean, if Schittler is evil, right? He just wants to fuck everybody for his gain. But Ivanka doesn't want to fuck everybody, just sort of everybody. I mean,
right?
That's pretty heinous. Maybe she's not Sauron. Trump's Sauron, and she's
Saruman.
Yeah. I was going to say Darth Vader.
You're mixing your...
I know.
You're mixing your lore.
That's not right with the lore. I saw the other day somebody commented about the lore. I was like, oh my God.
The lore meaning like the stories of like Lord of the Rings.
I don't even remember what it was. It was a Star Wars thing, I think. And they were like, that doesn't match the lore.
You're fucking with my reality.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
You're fucking with my reality.
The lore.
Shut up.
Harry Potter, that doesn't match the Dementors.
Oh God.
I don't believe that's
gonna be honest. Here's how I feel about Harry Potter. After the first fucking 15 movies, I don't remember who the fuck is who anymore.
Oh, I kind of remember the characters, I guess, but
you read all the books though, didn't you?
Four.
Right.
I think four-ish of them I read.
It always feels like
they're real quick. They're fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't, you know, I kind of like them.
If you had to match amazingly genius British actor with the bad guy they played on Harry Potter, would you be able to do it? Like if I had a matching game, match Alan Rickman with his bad guy.
Well, Snape. Yeah. I mean, I some of them.
Then who the fuck was Sauron? Because Snape is the worst one, right?
Sauron is from Lord of the Rings.
Okay, well. Yeah. See what I mean? They're all the same fucking people. Which one is Ivanka from? The reality we live in.
Right. Wait, are you thinking of the bad guy from Harry Potter? That was Ralph Fiennes.
Who was Alan Rickman? He was the bad guy from Die Hard.
And the bad guy from Die Hard.
Wait, Alan Rickman was Snape, though.
Professor Snape, who was, spoiler alert, a bad-ish, but may have ended up being a really good guy in the end.
Right.
Holy crap.
Oh, shit.
The Ivanka-Trump debate continues. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East. Oh, no, we won't be back tomorrow. I think tomorrow, Thursday, maybe a rerun. I'm getting some tooth stuff done at noon.
Oh, yes.
There might be a tiny chance I'll make it to do the show, but the odds are I ain't doing a fucking show tomorrow.
FYI, audience, when Vile Experience said tooth stuff, he used air quotes.
Or Ryan, maybe Ryan will fly solo tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Oh, God.
I'll just work the buttons.
Okay.
And sit here with gauze in my mouth. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Buy shit through Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram feed at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter and Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Like I said, we will be back tomorrow, or Friday, everybody.
Viva la resistance!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.